America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. And if you're anywhere near where I am in the country, you're experiencing some relatively good weather. Not as good as they painted on the lamestream news. I happen to be getting an oil change today and sitting in the waiting area. You know, they had a television going. I normally don't watch the Talmud Vision, and they were just going on and on about the weather, how nice it is. If you're a golfer, you should be out there golfing, you know, and yada, that's the news. And then, of course, it's got the little, you know, scrolling marquee text at the bottom, COVID this, COVID that. It's nauseating. I mean, I understand the onslaught of that 24/7. Or any variants of it for any length of time. This is a military mind control device. You know, wean yourself off of it if you know you got an issue, you got a problem there, and you might be a little addicted, because it's not doing you any services. And with that, I'd like to open with a daily devotional with some prayer and get right back into the Anti-Defamation League expose. Today's April 30th on the Gregorian calendar. When some basic need is lacking, time, energy, money, consider yourself blessed. Your very lack is an opportunity to latch on to me in unashamed dependence. When you begin a day with inadequate resources, you must concentrate your efforts on the present moment. This is where you are meant to live, in the present. It is the place where I always await you. Awareness of your inadequacy is a rich blessing, training you to rely wholeheartedly on me, on Yahweh, on God. The truth is that self-sufficiency is a myth perpetuated by pride and temporary success. Health and wealth can disappear instantly, as can life itself. Rejoice in your insufficiency, knowing that my power is made perfect in weakness. And I'd like to read some scripture to this effect from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. All joy deem it, my brethren, whenever you should be falling into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith is producing endurance. Endurance through your faith in Yahweh, in Jesus Christ. When I was reading last week the ADL expose, I mean, it made me think of how the ADL is looked at today and how none of this has even kind of made even a stain, as it should, to give you an idea of how much money they put behind their image with, you know, their public relations department and their propaganda organs. They've put everything into this. And for those just tuning in for the first time, didn't hear last week's broadcast, I was reading from a book in the 1992 Congress catalog. You can find it. The Ugly Truth About the ADL, 1993, written and edited by the Executive Intelligence Review, which was a arm of CAGI, the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, under William Cooper, who was the broadcaster of the Hour of the Time shortwave broadcast and one of my earliest mentors. And he was murdered November 5th, 2001, shortly after 9/11. And he predicted 9/11 earlier that year, months and months and months and months earlier, to be precise. 2 months earlier, then fraud Alex Jones went on his broadcast and said the same thing, just parroting what he heard on the Hour of the Time a month and a half before. And that man's still alive pushing his snake oil sales today. And William Cooper is dead. There is method to the madness out there. I'm reading from page 40, The Ugly Truth About the ADL. I'm just going to reread it from the start of Benjamin and Belmont, these two characters here that we'll be reading about. Benjamin and Belmont. Two leading B'nai B'rith allied figures would serve as exemplars of the British strategy for permanently dividing the Union. Judah P. Benjamin and August Belmont. Benjamin, born 1811, perished 1884, was born in the British West Indies to Sephardic Jewish parents who moved to Charleston, South Carolina. In 1827, he was inducted into the Charleston Hebrew Orphanage Society, one of the precursors of the B'nai B'rith, which is Jewish Freemasonry. After attending Yale College in New Haven, Connecticut, he was forced to drop out under a cloud of scandal. Benjamin surfaced again in New Orleans, where he quickly won the patronage of John Slidell. Slidell, a U.S. senator who would later play a pivotal role in the Confederacy and sponsored the career of August Belmont, who married Slidell's daughter. With Slidell's assistance, Benjamin became a prominent attorney, even serving for a period of time as the U.S. attorney for New Orleans. Benjamin gained notoriety for covering up the growing terrorist attack activities of the Scottish Rite-sponsored Knights of the Golden Circle while serving as the local federal prosecutor. In 1852, Benjamin was elected U.S. Senator, a post he retained until the outbreak of the Civil War in 1861, when he resigned to serve the Confederacy. Benjamin was the first Confederate Attorney General. He later served as Secretary of War and Secretary of State, ultimately running the Confederate Secret Service on behalf of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, who was half-brother to Abraham Lincoln. The Brothers' War, if you will. It's pretty funny. It wasn't so real and bloody. Judah Benjamin escaped to England following the defeat of the Confederate secessionist plot. It was Benjamin's Confederate Secret Service which organized and supervised such figures in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln as John Wilkes Booth and his accomplice, John Surratt. And Surratt's mother even hung, the first woman, I believe, to be hung. Benjamin was charged with sedition for the Lincoln assassination, although he was never brought to trial due to his protected status in England. With the help of a leading Rothschild political asset in England, Baron Pollock, Benjamin continued his legal career in London. He never abandoned his commitment to subvert and destroy the American Republic, however. As a wealthy lawyer for the British merchant oligarchs, Judah Benjamin collaborated with other exiled Confederate and Masonic strategists in England, such as James D. Bullock and Robert Toombs. Benjamin's continuing preoccupation with defeating Reconstruction is indicated in letters he wrote back to the United States with complaints such as these. Quote, "I have always looked with utmost dread and distrust on the experiment of emancipation, so suddenly enforced on the South by the event of the war. God knows how it will all end. The South is kept crushed under Negro rule. I can never consent to go to New Orleans and break my heart witnessing the rule of Negroes and carpetbaggers. And, quote, nothing is so abhorrent to me as radicalism, which seeks to elevate the populace into the governing class," end quote. Kernels of truth. Echo. Echo. The Ku Klux Klan was founded in Tennessee in late 1860s by the Southern Scottish Rite leadership under Albert Pike, who also rose to the ranks to be the supreme grand commander of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, and predicted three world wars, the third of which has not happened yet. The KKK drew its membership from the pre-Civil War Knights of the Golden Circle, which Albert Pike was a member of. Judah P. Benjamin's early role in sponsoring and protecting both the Knights of the Golden Circle PDF just literally broke off as I'm reading it here. Bear with me one moment. And yes, that does happen only in times such as these, as it would seem, when I am on air, because PDFs typically, that does not happen. So I apologize for that, and I'm right back to where I was reading. Judah P. Benjamin's early role in sponsoring and protecting both the Knights of the Golden Circle and the Ku Klux Klan offers a crucial insight into the B'nai B'rith's ADL later role in fostering the revival of the KKK in the post-World War II period. We shall return to that sordid tale in a later chapter. Another Rothschild and B'nai B'rith ally who enjoyed the political patronage of ARC Confederate John Slidell, August Belmont, was Judah P. Benjamin's northern counterpart, August Belmont, a private secretary to the British House of Rothschild, who arrived in New York City from London in 1837. Belmont rose to the chairmanship of the Democratic Party, a position he held for 20 years. Belmont was a leading advocate of free trade and states' rights, both cornerstones of the British Reconquest scheme. Prior to his emergence as a leading figure in the National Democratic Party, Belmont worked closely with the Charleston, South Carolina B'nai B'rith branch, or Lodge, in fomenting radicalism among America's youth. The effort was in this case run directly by the Mother Lodge of the Scottish Rite in England, then under the command of Britain's Prime Minister, Lord Palmerston. At Belmont's behest, Charleston B'nai B'rith leader Edwin De Leon wrote a pamphlet in the early 1850s entitled The Position and Duties of Young America De Leon, whose family were slave traders, B'nai B'rith founders, and later leading Confederates, peddled free trade and openly advocated a strong Anglo-American alliance. Well, if you're involved in the B'nai B'rith, you're really not advocating for anything Anglo-American, in my own opinion. It's fraud, and that's why they push Judeo-Christianity today and pretend that the Old Testament is their, you know, religion and their ancestors and their stuff. It's not, you know. If you read the Old Testament with open eyes, you will see that all throughout it, and even into the New Testament, God speaks plain of the Edomites, the Canaanites, the Sodomites, Jebusites, Girgashites, Amalekites, all of these different variations of the same peoples, the same kind, and they hate your God. They hate Yahweh. They hate Yeshua. So no, folks, they don't support an Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic, anything. Unless it's genocide. I digress. While by today's standards, the appeals for a strong Anglo-American alliance may seem palatable to some, back in the middle of the 19th century, this was borderline treason. Belmont's Young America members were among the draft rioters and radical abolitionists who disrupted Lincoln's Union war mobilization to the benefit of the Confederacy and England. And I understand that the context of what I just read has less to do with bloodline and more to do with, you know, British-American relations. So I apologize for conflating, you know, deeper issues, but I wanted to make that clear. During the early phase of the Civil War, England tried repeatedly to intervene into the conflict with ceasefire plans that would have ensured the permanent dissolution of the Union. During the Civil War itself, while the majority of the American Jews sided with the North and fought valiantly to preserve the Union, the B'nai B'rith was predominantly pro-Confederate. And as always, they fund both sides of the war. Always. It's always order out of chaos. Ordo ab chaos, which is the motto of the 33rd degree of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. And out of that, out of the ashes, rises the phoenix, right? These are the secrets they teach in the lodge, in the temples, without windows, folks. Mammon. It's satanic claptrap. Even in New York City, the lodges preached secession. The Baltimore Hebrew congregation, founded by Dutch Jews who made their money in the slave trade, heard sermons by Rabbi Morris Raffel, like the following. Quote, "Who can blame our brethren of the South for their being inclined to secede from a society under whose government their ends cannot be attained, and whose union is kept together by heavy iron ties of violence and arbitrary force? Who can blame our brethren of the South for seceding from a society whose government cannot and will not protect property rights and privileges of a great portion of the Union?" And I might even agree with most of that sentiment, had it not been cloaked in ulterior motive and many, many other variables, and the fruits of which you see today all around you. These Bolsheviks are winning in the world today. In the physical, material world, through their legalese and other things. Following the Civil War and the assassination of President Lincoln, many of the Jewish slave and cotton traders from the South, typified by the Lehman Brothers, moved to New York City and became prominent in Wall Street banking and stock brokerages. With the defeat of President Lincoln's Reconstruction Program following his assassination, President Andrew Johnson pardoned the Scottish Rite insurrectionist, including General Albert Pike, and accepted a rank of 32nd degree in Southern Jurisdiction Freemasonry. Yep, and so it goes today, folks. These presidents of these United States of America, really the president of the corporation, United States, are all part of this fraternity, this brotherhood of death. They do not worship Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. No. It is much more sordid. And it's for all the worldly temptations that Satan showed Jesus, right? Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to call into the show live on air, make your voice known, you have a question, you have a comment, something to add, please, as long as it's intelligent and respectful, give us a call. It's 512-248-8252, on-air call-in number, 512-248-8252. It's your show as much as it is mine. And before I get back into the reading here, I'm just going to read to you a scripture along the lines of the devotional I read to you right in the beginning of the show. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he has protested to me, sufficient for you is my grace, for my power in infirmity is being perfected. With the greatest relish, then, will I rather be glorifying in my infirmities, that the power of Christ should be tabernacling over me. Christ is all we need. Yahweh, God. Stay close to him, and all will be provided. I'm reading from The Ugly Truth About the ADL, published 1993 in the 1992 Congress Card Catalog. And I'm on page 44 of the PDF, I guess 17, going into page 17 if you have the hard copy here, about Reconstruction and the post-Lincoln assassination period. With the defeat of President Lincoln's Reconstruction Program following his assassination, President Andrew Johnson pardoned General Albert Pike, and with that, gained his 32nd degree, acceptance, his prize, if you will. Suspected Lincoln assassination plotter Simon Wolfe was also absolved of any criminal culpability for his wartime activities. The legacy of British Freemasonic treachery against the Union survived intact, including the B'nai B'rith Lodge. Although the slave trade nominally was banned in the United States as a result of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, a new form of slavery had already been launched by the British East India Company and its Scottish Rite directors, including the same Lord Palmerston who had played so pivotal a role in the secessionist insurrection. The new form of slavery was opium. So euphemistic slavery, folks. Henry Carey, one of the architects of Abraham Lincoln's Reconstruction Program and a leading proponent of the American system of political economy, warned about Britain's opium war against China and India in his 1853 book, The Slave Trade, Domestic and Foreign. He described the trade in, quote, that pernicious drug, opium, as, quote, one of perfect free trade. See, when they say things like this, it never means what you think it might at face value. Like NAFTA, right? The North American Free Trade Agreement. Oh, it's freedom, right? No. Competition is a sin. That's a direct quote from John Rockefeller. All right, so what they do then is they defeat any competition and they gobble up all the competition, join hands, right? And then they make it look like it's a bunch of moving pieces underneath, when it's really under one umbrella. And you can look at that umbrella today as the synagogue of Satan, the beast system. And it's been gobbled up by large conglomerates, humongous hedge funds, massive corporations, too big to fail. And before I jump right back into it, please, please, anybody listening who's interested in one of the big names today that's gobbling up everything, look into the artificial intelligence machine called Aladdin, owned by BlackRock, CEO Larry Fink. Look into Aladdin. That's today's technocracy, the Bolshevik Revolution, 2022. Where they've turned America into the Weimar Republic 2022. It's no joke. Back to the reading. Defeated in the secessionist insurrectionist plot, Britain and its fifth column of agents in both the North and the South would eventually regroup around a strategy for running an opium war against the United States. As the reader will learn in later chapters of this book, the B'nai B'rith and its Anti-Defamation League secret lodge would play a central role in that effort, peddling slavery still today. Fast forward to 1992. In the nation's capital, where B'nai B'rith lawyer Simon Wolfe conspired on behalf of the Southern slave trade, the streets in many parts of town are dominated now by drug traffickers whose deadly poison has inflicted both a subculture of addiction and violence and spread of AIDS virus, yeah, I don't know about that, among the predominantly black population. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. 90% or more of our federal government is unconstitutional. Let me explain. The U.S. Constitution clearly states that only Congress can pass laws. Congress has created 440 federal departments and agencies, many of which have the power to write and enforce regulations. Regulations that are enforceable with penalties are laws. Congress has delegated lawmaking authority to regulatory agencies, but there is no power to delegate that authority given in the U.S. Constitution itself. Thus, all regulatory agencies are unconstitutional. It was Alexander Hamilton who said, "A sacred respect for the constitutional law is the vital principle, the sustaining energy of a free government." Executive orders, mandates, and regulations do not respect constitutional law. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. And we're getting into the nitty-gritty backbone, the founding origins of the B'nai B'rith, which of course birthed Anti-Defamation League. Right now you're getting a feel for the history, and if you listened last week, you understood some of the contemporary scandals that they were involved in. And almost just scratching the surface, really. So jumping right back into it, right before the commercial break, you heard me say this sentence here. The streets in many parts of town are dominated now by drug traffickers whose deadly poison has inflicted both a subculture of addiction and a violence and a spread of the AIDS virus among the predominantly black population. Well, the AIDS virus, folks, is a bioweapon. Okay, just like the COVID-19 quote-unquote virus is a bioweapon. It's not the virus, quote-unquote, that they're, you know, that you need to be scared of, because that's just hot air. They're literally using, well, at least with the COVID-19, they're using coronavirus as the fear, you know, what you need to be scared of, the boogeyman, if you will, like an Osama bin Laden. Well, with this one, it's coronavirus. But if you look at coronavirus, it's the common cold. You're not scared of the common cold. You keep up with your immune system. You eat healthy. You live healthy, right? So anyways, they make a deadly bioweapon, though, to combat this fake boogeyman, which is called the mRNA device. Similarly, with the AIDS virus, they blamed it on the boogeyman, you know, the gay people in San Francisco, and, you know, people shooting up in their arms with, you know, drugs and whatnot, which is obviously not conducive to any healthy lifestyle. However, it doesn't produce an autoimmune deficiency syndrome, which is AIDS. That was produced by the quote-unquote cure to the AIDS virus, which was the actual bioweapon that they inflicted on populations in Africa and elsewhere, and targeted populations in San Francisco and otherwise for, you know, the seedy drug culture and the gay homosexual enclaves. And the people, wouldn't you know, the people that were told they had a death sentence of HIV back then, who chose to do it holistically or not join their weird programs and take their weird medications, they lived. They lived out their lives however they lived, right? And then the people who joined up with these studies to be guinea pigs and get these life-saving treatments for their disgusting lifestyles, they died immediately. Horrid deaths. They withered away to nothing. Well, that's AIDS. Look at people today. Fast forward to 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. 50,000 plus people permanently disabled in America in the VAERS database. What's going on? So no, it's not the drug traffickers per se, or even the drug itself per se, that created the AIDS virus. No, it's much worse. And it comes right from the top, you know, from the synagogue of Satan and through these big, huge pharmaceutical companies that are in bed with state governments today. It is incredible how massive it is, but it's real. So you can't just put your head in the sand and pretend it's not. Reading from page 18, the hard copy, 45, the PDF. Community-based efforts led by the Nation of Islam have begun to roll back that new subculture of slavery and despair, drug trafficking, restoring safety and dignity to some of the most desperately poor neighborhoods in the United States. And that's true. They had a Dope Busters program that was actually highly successful in the Baltimore areas, some of the seedier areas of Washington, D.C., Detroit, etc. And they got ran out of town by the lawyers for the ADL and smear campaigns, etc., who have the local police departments and the FBI in their pocket, as well as the courts. True to its history, the B'nai B'rith ADL intercedes to turn back the clock to the days of slavery. And they were, of course, by and large, 79-80% owners of those transcontinental slave ships that crossed the Atlantic Ocean. And with that, we will take our first caller, Pat, in Texas. You're on the air, Pat. Hey, Pat.
Oh, hey, okay. several things. First of all, I'm a lab technician. I don't work, but I have worked a lot. And what I wanted to say was about AIDS. They traced it to the bathhouses in San Francisco, where they had as many as 100 partners a day. I guess they like to be around a bathhouse. You take a shower or something. I don't know. Anyway, the point was semen is very high in zinc. But I guess they didn't know that. Or maybe some people did know that. And but how much zinc do you know to take? My mother-in-law, she thought a little's good, lots better. She ended up in the hospital, but I hear that there's something that selenium takes it. I don't know. Check it out. I didn't intend to call, but when you said all this, I decided I better check it. Say that's not true.
So what are you contending? So we're clear.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
So what are you saying isn't true? So just so we're clear.
I'm still not here. Oh, let me turn my fan off.
Yeah, what are you claiming is not true, in other words?
Oh, you didn't say the bathhouses or something like that didn't cause AIDS to spread.
They didn't, right. That's
what
well, I'm
how
saying.
Do you know
right.
that?
Because it was a bioweapon.
I do believe it. I believe there is such a thing as a virus. I do.
Okay.
In fact,
well, that's not the basis of this show, but, you know, we could definitely go into that at another time. I'm just trying to expose the Anti-Defamation League, you know, and that sort
what's
of thing.
The basis?
But go ahead.
What's
the Anti-Defamation
the
League.
Show?
Today, the Anti-Defamation League and exposing them.
Had to do with AIDS? Okay. Well,
it came up, yeah, very briefly. One sentence. Yes.
Okay. All right. But I do know that 50,000 gay doctors would not allow them to do any AIDS testing traces anymore. Why not?
Because they're being
nothing to be
drugged. Just like the people who are being tested for COVID are being drugged and poisoned. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
50,000 are being drugged?
If they would subject themselves to the testing, yes, they would become part of the experiment for AIDS.
I think there's a lot of things we just really don't know. First of all, you don't really know what causes, say, cancer of the bladder. But
what does that have to do with what we're talking about, Pat?
Can I finish a sentence?
Of course you can, but
okay.
Why are we going into cancer and bladder? I'm talking about, you know, the origin of AIDS and these 50,000 doctors.
I started to say that somebody, walking behind me, he exposed why that most of the people having to have kidney transplants were gay. So, you know, you don't know what actually killed the person who was gay, who died of...
Okay, we're getting way off track. I'm not saying I know what kills every gay human being in the world. Like, what do you mean? When did I make that claim?
You said that it didn't start with the gay people in the bathhouses in San Francisco. That didn't have anything to do with...
What does that have to do with how random gay people pass away, though, Pat? You're making straw man arguments and trying to tie me to claims I've never made.
I shouldn't have called. I'm sorry. All right, bye.
Don't apologize. Just think about what you're saying. And you're making accusations at me.
No, I mean,
you know?
I just need to write a book. People say we don't have enough time left on Earth to write a book.
Go write a book. People write several books. You can do it too, Pat.
Well, I only do what the Lord tells me. He hasn't told me. Well, maybe he has. But see, we haven't won yet. Everybody so thinking that we're all going to die of nuclear war and everything. Well, you know, once you decide you're going to die, what are you going to do? Nothing much. I mean, just let everything happen and every communist come along and divide every person my color and everything and religion and everything on the whole earth until the communists take over?
They have taken over, and that's why we're talking about it right now. But I thank you for your call, Pat. I really do. And I'm trying to give some, you know, background material to those people who are now in control today and how they were a little dirtier, you know, 30, 40 years ago. They've kind of cleaned the dirt off today, and you won't see any of this stuff. So people before I have done the legwork and researched out this stuff, and even they didn't get it 100% correct as I'm reading through this stuff. And I haven't read it in years. I first went through the ugly truth of the Anti-Defamation League material when I was first going through Bill Cooper's Hour of the Time transcripts and his radio shows that I went through religiously, you could say. I went through them over and over and just read them, listened to them and read the transcripts 10, 15 years ago. So this stuff has definitely been thoroughly researched, but there are off sentences like I read about the AIDS virus that I had to address. That's all. But I don't want to get off on a tangent, and I already have, so we're going to get right back into it. And as it says, the anti-Semitism of black demagogues and extremists were published in 1992 by the Nation of Islam, who widely circulated by its leader, Louis Farrakhan, their materials. And it openly threatens retribution against any elected officials or political activists who associate with or publicly commend the Nation of Islam. And that's, you know, it. Look, like I said, the Dope Busters program was decent. Some of the material that the Nation of Islam puts out and publishes is decent. But there is an undertone of Whitey did it, kill Whitey, da-da-da. That's just Louis Farrakhan's gig. So, not a supporter of Louis Farrakhan, folks. In July 1992, a major uproar developed in Washington, D.C. when the ADL was caught red-handed in an ugly attempt to shut down any government contact with what had been the only effective effort to clean up drug and crime-infested areas in the nation's capital. And that is the Nation of Islam's now famous Dope Busters, which I've already talked a little bit about. When Washington, D.C. Mayor Sharon Pratt Kelly issued an official proclamation honoring Nation of Islam leader Dr. Abdul Alim Mohammed for his leadership in the Dope Busters campaign and for his groundbreaking work in treating AIDS patients with Imuviron, an African-developed anti-AIDS drug, the ADL went crazy. Kelly was repeatedly hit with ADL-organized delegations demanding that the proclamation be rescinded, lest she, too, be identified as an anti-Semite. And nobody wants to be labeled an anti-Semite, because then you are evil. You're an extremist, a terrorist. When she refused, the ADL engaged in a national barrage of media attacks against the Nation of Islam. The attacks culminated in an article run in the Washington Times, co-authored by ADL National Director Abe Boxman and fact-finding director Myra Lansky Boland. Ultimately, Kelly succumbed to the ADL demands and issued an open letter to the community, always with the apologies when they let something fly. And, you know, these big Jewish lobby groups don't like it. You're going to be apologizing if you want to work again. In which she continued to praise Dr. Muhammad's work against drugs, violence, and AIDS, but condemned alleged anti-Semitic statements attributed to him by the ADL. There it is. And we know that, who was it? Mel Gibson had to do the same. And he had to, you know, bring it back and apologize sincerely for, and he even made it a big spectacle. And he showed like froth coming out of his mouth. And he was like, I can't even believe I said it. Ugh. Like, come on, dude. Be a man. But what was really at the heart of the Washington Times article, which was otherwise a potpourri of outrageous and unsubstantiated charges against the Nation of Islam, was a demand that Congress defeat the major appropriations bill for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, over the question of whether HUD rules should permit a HUD contractor to hire the Dope Busters to provide security for a federally subsidized housing project in Los Angeles. And that makes way too much sense to me, knowing what HUD really is. HUD is a literal faucet of money for those who are close to the people that have the actual purse strings of that federal program. And that's just literal, you know, bribery and payoffs and corruption. It's what they use all that for. So if you got a organization like Dope Busters in there that does a real accounting of what they're doing, where they're going, where the money is being allocated, and they ask for other things or audit, you know, something above or where it's coming from in the HUD, it's going to cause problems, red flags, and it's going to expose or sanitize, bring to light things that are otherwise kept very dark and off books. So of course the Dope Busters was ran out of Dodge. The ADL was particularly upset about the national attention the successful Dope Busters drug eradication program was getting. As I said, the Dope Busters were founded in D.C. in 1988. Since then, unarmed Dope Buster patrols have been able to eradicate drug trafficking at the street level in 9 Washington ghetto neighborhoods and private housing projects. They have done so with no deaths and very little violence. Exemplary of the success of the program is the Mayfair Mansions housing complex in Northeast D.C. Mayfair Mansions went from an ugly, unsafe, open-air drug market in 1988 to being a handsomely restored, safe, vibrant community as a result of dope buster patrols. When HUD Secretary Jack Kemp visited Mayfair Mansions earlier this year, he admitted that the Nation of Islam's dope busters deserved the credit and indicated that he was open to granting the patrols federal government contracts. Never again will they see that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
People may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And before the break, we had a caller holding over, Patrick in Texas. I'll take your call, Patrick. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't hear a click. So I don't know if you're connected, but I assume we are.
Yes.
Michael E. Jones wrote a book called Slaughter of Cities, where they deliberately brought in, especially under LBJ, with the Great Society. They imported all the blacks from all the rural areas from the South,
mm-hmm.
brought them into major cities like Detroit, the Philadelphia, and it did it to neutralize the power that the white delegation had.
Sure.
And that was a deliberate. There's a HUD. I can't remember her name right now. It's not Lorraine Day. It's another one. I'd have to think of it later, but she talked all about that. That's all big, big money. You don't get in the way of that federal money doled out.
No.
They fight for that. Talking about Mel Gibson. It was like, he walked that back as a pretty pathetic. Back in the day, there was a Jewish guy that talked about, not Benjamin or something, I don't remember his name, but he put his neck on the line telling us about all the commies that were in Hollywood. And mm-hmm. he named them all off. Well, whatever, big one you could imagine. The only ones that stood up to him were John Wayne and Clark Gable. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. To put it just simply as that, you know, as you talk about them. I think the ADL and the boys, they come up with an operation called Clean Sweep, where they basically went after all the patriot movements, and more than they cleaned, they had infiltrators who were giving testimony, was that the Attorney General Ashcroft says you are against the federal government, you are a domestic terrorist, that still holds today. And it's that television, they used to watch that so religiously, and they completely swallow everything that they put on the television. And you can't fight something like that. The hypnosis is so strong. The deliberate, a little subliminal messaging and things. It's too powerful. When you got the government and the boys all colluding together, you can't fight them on their turf. You're going to have to go to other means like just IBM. Thank God. I wouldn't worry about Pat. She is what she is. We know who she is. She's consistent. God bless her. We know what they're doing. They run all Pfizer, Eli Lilly, and Monsanto. You name it. The only way we're going to beat this is go completely cold turkey with people. It's all those chemicals are deadly anyway. The best thing to do is go. I think you're running out of time. You be careful, man.
All right. You have a great one. Thanks for calling. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.